With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump's tariffs list has just gotten longer.
Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
Hours to go before a midnight government shutdown, the House has approved a new plan from House Speaker Mike Johnson. It would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, but drops President-elect Donald Trump's demand for a debt limit increase into the new year. It next goes to the Senate for expected quick passage. Authorities in the German city of Magdeburg say at least two people were killed and dozens were injured after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market in what officials called a deliberate attack. Authorities say an adult and toddler were killed in Friday's violence. At least 60 other people were injured, including 15 who were hurt seriously. Authorities say the driver of the car was arrested. Saxony-Anhalt's interior minister told reporters the suspect is a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who first came to Germany in 2006. The reopening of a section of Interstate 40 in western North Carolina that collapsed during Hurricane Helene has been delayed after more asphalt from eastbound lanes fell this week. This is SRN News. A billboard war is developing over Christmas.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation spends a lot of money this time of year setting up signs that deny Christ and the whole Nativity story. Now the Catholic League is fighting back. The organization has rented a billboard in Madison, Wisconsin that reads, quote, "Atheists strike out at Christmas. This is our season, not yours. Celebrate the birth of Christ. Merry Christmas." An atheist display was recently set up at the Capitol building in Madison. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist News Service reports a religious schism has turned deadly in Nigeria with a church member fatally shot and two young children killed as homes were set ablaze. The violence apparently stems from a split in the global UMC over its decision to embrace gay marriage and homosexual ordination. One church member was shot and killed during a confrontation in Taraba State. The homes were put to the torch in the same area. This is SRN News. You could have a tough time getting that morning cup of coffee from Starbucks for the next few days. We hear more on this story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
Workers at Starbucks say they're going on a five-day strike starting today to protest a lack of progress in contract negotiations with the company. The strikes are to start in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle and could spread to hundreds of stores across the country by Christmas Eve. The Workers United Union says Starbucks has failed to honor a commitment made in February to reach a labor agreement this year. Starbucks says the union prematurely ended a bargaining session this week and that the company is ready to continue talks. The company recently proposed to workers an economic package with no new wage increases for unionized baristas now, but a 1.5% increase in future years. I'm Donna Warder.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.